Look at picture G for question number 12. What is the woman being driven up the wall by the man? A. Because he's just a thief. B. Because he caught nodding off in the lecture. C. Because he's drinking like a fish. D. Because he's not paying attention to her.
Look at picture H for question number 13. Why did the man jump for joy? A. He struck it rich by smuggling. B. He hit the lottery jackpot. C. He won piles of chips on the green cloth. D. He got rich overnight from his old man's legacy.
Look at picture I for question number 14. What is the least possible shooting target for the man? A. A running hare. B. A running air. C. A running mare. D. A running deer.
Look at picture J for question number 15. Why was the boy crying? A. He couldn't finish his homework. B. He was punished. C. He couldn't climb down the tree. D. He was bitten by a dog.
Question number 26. You're soaking wet. What happened?
Question number 27. I've been admitted to the most prestigious university.
Question number 28. I was framed by the police.
Question number 29. Hi, Betty. We're going to play volleyball. Do you want to come?
Question number 30. Be careful when moving this painting. It's priceless. Question number 40. I'm home. The concert was so great. I'm sorry you didn't come with us.
Maybe next time.
I just love Melissa Cope. Don't you think she's a great musician?
I'm watching a movie on TV.
I know, but you just wouldn't believe how her music touched me. It was so powerful.
What's wrong with you? Can't you see that I'm watching the movie? Can't we talk about the concert later?
I don't mean to bother you. I just wanted to tell you about the concert.
Do you need to get upset? I just asked you to wait. Is that so unreasonable?
Question. Why doesn't the man listen to the woman?
Question number 41 and 42. Welcome aboard. I'm head of the department, Nathaniel. Just call me Nate. Feel free to ask questions. I mean, seriously, any questions.
Nice to meet you. I'm Debbie. I'm going to the orientation session for the new staff at 10. Before that, is there anything I need to know?
Well, I think you've been briefed on what the job will entail. Your cubicle is over there, and I'll introduce the guys and your team later. Seems that's it for now. By the way, have you got your time card?
Not yet. Where should I go to get one?
You should go to the HR department. It's on the 10th floor. Make sure you get one soon.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great first day. Question number 41. What is the two people's relationship?
Question number 42. Which statement is incorrect?
Question number 43.
Hello. Do you speak English?
Yes. How can I help you?
Well, I've just arrived and I'm planning on staying 4 or 5 days, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice about where I can stay and some of the things I should do while I'm here.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for relatively cheap accommodation, you could try the Icy Silver, which is on Maple Street. It's a kind of bed and breakfast and costs €15 a night. It's an extremely popular place to stay.
Do all the rooms have a bathroom?
No, so if you want a better hotel, then you might like to look at the San Lino, which costs €50 a night. If you're interested in art, it's convenient because it's just next door to the Fortuny Museum.
Well, that sounds quite good.
Question: What does the woman mean?
Question 44.
Excuse me, I got some problem. Would you like to do me a favor?
Absolutely. What's the matter?
Should I take the red line to Gooting Station and then change to the yellow line if I want to get to Xiamen Station? I'm really confused.
No, if your destination is Xiamen Station, you need to take a red line to Taipei Main Station and change the blue line. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, it's so nice of you. Thanks.
Don't mention it. Question: How can the man get to Xiamen Station?
Question number 45. I'm fed up with this stupid work. Come on, Lisa. Let's go to the beach right now.
You're daydreaming again, Billy. You know we still have many things waiting for us to finish.
Oh, please. Try to imagine a beautiful sky and pretty shells on the beach, lying on a lounge chair in the sunshine. Oh, right. Let's go surfing.
Yeah, and you'll find our manager is the lifeguard.
What?
Stop being foolish. Come on, the meeting is about to begin. We'd better go now.
Question: Which of the following statements is correct?